Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. This teaching is going to be on the believer's authority. Now, we will be teaching you the authority of the believer in Christ. If you're a Christian, you can do great and mighty things that most of us don't know. It took me a long time to learn this. Now, at the end of this teaching, there will be a website and a phone number where you can get these teachings in their entirety, and they will be free and postpaid. I hope you enjoy the teaching.
And he said he had not been sick, and not one time since November, and he could eat anything he wants to. And then his mother said, and a few weeks ago, I came down with a big boil on my side, and then the next morning I had two of them on there, and said, I panicked. There was a great big red spot on my side. She said, I called the doctor, and Cody said, Mama, what'd you call the doctor for? Well, she said, son, look at this. She said, don't you remember Brother Thurman said that's just demons? And we have authority over them in the name of Jesus. I said, Mama, I'm going to pray for you, and Jesus is going to heal you. So she said, my little seven-year-old recently laid his hands on my side and said, Satan, I rebuke you, command you to take your hands off my mama in Jesus' name. I said, Lord, thank you for healing my mama. She said, within 1 hour, they were half the size. I canceled my doctor's appointment. The next morning I woke up, there was not a sign of those boils on my side. Where do they come from? From the enemy. From Satan. How much authority? How big do you have to be? A little bitty seven-year-old. Now, I start to say, when us big guys like you and me, brother, when a great big old boy like you starts getting that kind of faith, you kick out some devils, you know it? If a seven-year-old can kick them out, what can me and you do, huh? It don't make no difference. It ain't me and you. It's Jesus and the Word that does it, right? You can be a little bitty or great big, and it don't make no difference to the devil and God just as long as you're speaking His Word. He's the one. He's our big brother. When he steps out, it don't make no difference whether you're little or big like you and me, the devil, when he sees it spoken in faith, and our brother steps out of us and says, devil, you heard what my son said, didn't you? Guess what? The devil goes away. Now, the spiritual authority that we have is absolutely awesome. Now, we have authority over Satan and his demons. Now then, let's see what we can do next. Now, I want you to, this, when I got revelation in this verse, this is one of the most powerful verses I've ever learned. This is Luke chapter 10, verse 19 and 20. This verse is an awesome verse. Listen to what this verse says. Jesus said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, Satan and his demons. All power is given to you over them. They, Satan and his demons, shall in no wise hurt you. Be not thankful that the evil spirits have to be subject unto you, but rather be thankful your name is written in heaven. What kind of power has he given you and me right there, brother? All power. Behold, I, the King is talking. Behold, I, Jesus, give unto you, my church, authority or power to trample on Satan and his demons. All power is given to you over them. They shall in no wise hurt you. Be not thankful that they have to be subject to you. What does that mean? How do we fight that battle? With our tongue. The demons of hell have to be subject to us in the name of Jesus with the words that we speak out of our mouth. When you speak God's Word, just like little Cody, he spoke God's Word. Mama, don't you remember what Brother Thurman said? He said in Mark chapter 16, verse 17 and 18, Jesus says, and these signs shall follow them that believe. And it can be 7 years old. In the name of Jesus, we shall cast out devils. We shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. So Mama, I'm going to lay my hands on you and I'm going to command that demon to leave you. And how many little boys love to kick the devil out of their mamas anyway? Isn't that awesome? I mean, every little boy would love to kick a demon. If a demon comes into his mama, if he just knew, he'd kick that devil out in Jesus' name. And mama gets healed. And then she stands up and gives us the testimony. That's awesome to see the Lord do those kind of things. But it confirms he's still alive and well, right? Praise the King. I mean, praise the King. Now, if all power is given in Jesus' name, when Jesus went back to heaven, what did Jesus say? What kind of authority did he pass to us? Look at what he said in Matthew 28, verse 18. Now let's go to Matthew 28:18. Let's see what kind of authority the king left us, the church. In Matthew 28:18, and Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Now how much power is given to the king?
All.
All. Where?
In heaven and earth.
I mean, when he defeated the devil, when he came to this earth and the devil killed him on that cross, when he put him on that cross and he literally killed him, how much legal claim did Satan have to Jesus? None. But he did what to him? He killed him anyway. The Word of God says, if Satan and his forces of darkness had known what they were doing, they would have in no wise crucified the Son of Glory. Satan was dumb. The minute he killed an innocent man, if you go out and kill an innocent man, what's the law authorities going to do to you? They're going to put you up, maybe even kill you, right? They have the authority to do that. And that's exactly what happened in the judicial system of heaven. Satan killed a man he had no claim to. The first man in 4,000 years that he had no legal claim to. He deceived man in the garden and got legal claim to all of man. And he killed us, absolutely killed us right and left all through for 4,000 years. And he did it with absolutely no problem because he had legal claim to all of us. But Jesus came with no sin. He came from the Father. He didn't come from Joseph. He came from the Father. But he had to be born of a woman to become a human being because the earth belongs to man. Only man can have legal authority over the earth. Now you notice that Jesus did all kinds of miracles when the Holy Ghost came upon him in the last 3.5 years. But once he died on that cross and once he went into the lowest pits and then he came forth the victor, when he came forth and he walked on the earth for 40 days, how many miracles did Jesus do in the last 40 days before he went back to heaven? None. That's absolutely right, brother. Not one. Why could he not do it? Because he's God now, and he can't touch the earth because he's no longer just a man. He's taken his deity back upon him. The earth, has to be done through a man. Now then he says, and Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power, all authority is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go you, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Now then, in verse 20, which I don't have that on here, but verse 20, he says, that we are to go and do everything and teach the new disciples to do everything he commanded them to do. If we're supposed to go and do everything he commanded them to do, what did he command them to do? Greater works. That's absolutely right. Now then, when we go, when we look at the all this power and authority that's been given to us. How many of you know that there's so many people on the earth that's lost today, even in your own families? Then if those people are lost, then what is the problem? Your answer is in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3 and 4. Now this is the authority. As we speak about spiritual authority, I want you to see who has blinded the mind of these people. In 2 Corinthians 4, 3, it says, but if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Who is the gospel hidden to? Those that are lost. It's not hidden to you and me because we've accepted Jesus. So if you are lost, it's blinded your mind. In whom the God of this world, verse 4, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Now, who is it that's blinding the mind of everybody that's lost? Satan. How much power do you have over him? So why don't we start doing something as the church? Why don't we start taking authority over the devil and kicking the devil out of people's lives? Why don't we start catching ourselves up into the third heaven? Start calling the devil in, just like I did for that man Larry. Kick that devil out. And tell, in other words, have you ever wondered like I did for years? You'd be sitting there and you'd say, you know, Here's a precious lady over here. This lady got saved when she was a young woman. I just know. Why did she get so gloriously saved? And then here, I mean, I just use this as an example. Here's Benjamin. Maybe he was raised up in South Africa, and he didn't have nobody to teach him the gospel. And for years and years and years, he was lost. And finally, late in life, for some strange reason, he came to know Christ, I think. And then there's another man that lived right down the street from Benjamin that's older than him. That Benjamin, since he's got saved, tried to tell that man about Jesus, about heaven. He said, "I'm not interested." I think, what is the difference? I'll tell you, I've learned. Somebody, now what I've told you, this may not be true about these people, I'm just using them as an example. Somebody in Jan's home was praying for her diligently from the day she was born. Somebody was praying for her salvation. Her mother, her father, her grandmother, grandfather, somebody knew their spiritual authority. They was praying that this little girl would get saved, and God sent the Holy Spirit at their request and saved her. But Benjamin, there was somebody that finally got light of this in his family, but he was much older. And finally, that person began to pray for Benjamin to get saved, and he was years older when he got saved. But the man that lived down the street from him, nobody had ever prayed for him. Nobody kicked the devil out of him. So his mind was blinded to the gospel, and he goes to his death in his grave, and he dies without Christ, and he winds up in hell. And I used to say, "Lord, why did she get saved so early? Why did he get saved when he did? Why does this man not accept you?" Well, here's the answer right here. They're lost because the god of this world has blinded their mind to the gospel. If the god of this world has blinded their mind to the gospel, and God has given the church complete power and authority over Satan and his demons, then anybody you know that is lost and dying and going to hell, it's shame on you, because you, as a born-again believer, have not caught yourself up into the third heaven, like Hebrews 4:16 says, and worshiped and praised the King, and give the devil a command and told him to get his filthy hands off of your loved ones, and then ask the Father in the name of Jesus to send the mighty Holy Spirit that's down here on this earth to begin to convict and woo and draw that person into the kingdom of God and save them, and then ask the Lord to send the proper labor into the harvest to bring those people into the kingdom of God. When you start doing that, I don't care who they are, they'll get saved. Somebody said, "Well, Thurman, God wouldn't never go over a human being's will." I'll say that's true, but I will say, when the Holy Spirit starts convicting you, let me ask you this question. How many of you in here just easily came to Christ without any struggle?
We'll have to stop the teaching right there today, but we will take up right there tomorrow. We hope you will join us again tomorrow for the continuation of the teaching on the believer's authority. Now, if you'd like to have this teaching in its entirety, we would be happy to send it to you free and postpaid if you will call this phone number, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or if you will contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. We'll be happy to send you these teachings free and postpaid. I hope you've enjoyed and will continue to enjoy the teachings on the believer's authority. Remember, they're free and postpaid to those that call.